Andy Hall, president of the Foothills Cowboys Association.
Andy, as it always is, it's the May long weekend and the Carolina Bighorn Stampede kicking off your season. How exciting is it to be at this point in the year this spring?
Oh, I think it's very exciting. There's lots of anticipation about the season, and everybody's looking forward to it getting started. So,
you bet. Is there anything that is different for this season in terms of events or information that you want the public to know about the Foothills Cowboy Association's 2025 campaign?
Not a lot different from the usual. One thing we have done is we've gone back to having a finals this year, which we haven't had for the last couple of years. And this year is also the 70th anniversary of the Foothills Cowboys Association, so there'll be some planning for that as well.
So 7 decades of the FCA, what kind of a milestone is that for you, and maybe is a memory that you wanted to share?
I mean, I have several memories of the FCA, but it's been a kind of a grassroots rodeo association for 70 years now, and a lot of families were, you know, involved in starting it and still are, and we're proud to still have those families as members of our association still today.
That's great. How many events will you guys have this summer that are your own sanctioned events?
There'll be 6 rodeos that are all mother events that the Foothills Cowboys Association committees put on. They're the committees of Caroline, Water Valley, Crossfield, Dog Pound, Didsbury, and Cochrane.
Excellent. And then you guys do partner and have the opportunity for your athletes to work with some other associations as well. So who are your partners for the 2025 season?
Partnered with Wild Rose Association, Lakeland Rodeo Association, Chinook Rodeo Association, 3 major ones.
Yeah, that's great. And then, as you mentioned, you guys will have a finals again this year. So when and where will that be taking place?
That'll be the last weekend in September in High River.
That's great. And for competitors, how do they have to qualify for that? What kind of standing do they need to get there?
They need to be in the top 10 for the major events and go to 4 of the FCA mother sanctioned rodeos and 4 of our companion rodeos that we work with.
Yeah, that's great. If people want to find out more information about the Foothills Cowboy Association, where can they go?
On our website, which is Foothills Cowboys Association, or our Facebook page.
That's great. Well, Andy, thanks so much for sharing that information with us today.
You bet. Thank you very much.